Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone, and you're watching the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast. 1 hour of commercial-free podcasting starts now. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast, brought to you with the Old City Sports Network as always. Week 10, now in the books, 10 weeks of football behind us. But before we move on to week 11, we have to break down all of the madness in week 10. So for today's episode, we will be doing just that, doing some calmer chaos, getting into trust or bust later, finally wrapping up with our playoff trade targets. So we'll explain what that means later. And of course, some trivia with Q.
Hopefully.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. Let's get right into calmer chaos with the QB position. Man, I had high hopes for this guy, but I don't know if I'm willing to keep starting him. Trevor Lawrence, 2.1 points, 17 to 29, 185 yards, two picks, and a fumble lost. Can we continue to trust Trevor Lawrence? Is this calmer chaos?
Q, would you like to start?
I believe it's chaos.
I hate that it's chaos because he has weapons to be good, but he just isn't.
Yeah. He's like, the numbers aren't terrible, but they're just not what you drafted him to be. Like these 16 to like 18 point games, just that's.
Dude, he has
no. The weapon that he has is bad.
He has no ceiling. Trevor Lawrence has no ceiling. He peaked in week one with 21 fantasy points. That was his peak this season. That was two touchdowns, one pick, 241 yards, and added 21 yards on the ground. That was it. He hasn't thrown more than two touchdowns in a game. He hasn't rushed for more than 40 yards in a game. He hasn't rushed for a touchdown yet this season, even though in college he did use his legs quite a bit.
Yeah.
They are, when they're in the red zone, they're using ETN. Like, it's just plain and simple. So the one passing touchdown he's getting most weeks is just a longer pass to Christian Kirk. A rare occasion of Calvin Ridley. Trevor Lawrence, I don't know if I'm trusting him as my QB1 right now. For heading into the playoffs, I'm looking elsewhere. I'd start considering.
Schedule isn't bad, but he's bad.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens, the first game of the playoffs, I think I'd be terrified to start him there. Terrified. But, I mean, it depends on your other options, like, there's a lot of good QBs that could have been found on waivers, and I'm sure if you're a Trevor Lawrence owner, at some point you had to pick one up, probably even at week nine. Obviously, he was on a bye, so you had to pick someone up then. But I'm definitely looking elsewhere right now. It's not pretty. Yeah. Chaos for me on Trevor Lawrence. Chaos for sure. Lamar Jackson is next. 15.02 points, 13 of 23, 223 yards, one touchdown, two picks. Did add 41 yards on 8 carries, but he does have fewer than 20 points in 5 of his last 6 games.
I want to be calm, but I don't know how he has these numbers and he's the QB5. He has games where he had 6, 9, 13, 11, 15. His booms are just crazy. So, like,
yeah.
And his upcoming schedule is mighty juicy, I tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to, like, Trevor Lawrence, we've only seen it basically for half of a season at most. Like, he hasn't been like this guy that's been consistently a fantasy threat, whereas Lamar Jackson has consistently been a fantasy threat since he's pretty much taken over Baltimore. So, like, you have to consider it that way. And he's QB5 in 4-point passing touchdown leagues. If you are in a 6-point passing touchdown league, he does drop to like QB9, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's QB9, 6 more points on the season than Josh Dobbs.
He has 4 games where he didn't pass for a touchdown.
Yeah,
that's wild.
A lot of his especially in 4-point passing touchdown leagues, it helps him out a ton because he has those 5 rushing touchdowns, which give him a little bit of a boost there. But in general, yeah, Lamar. I'm still staying calm, but I still have my eyebrow raised. Like, if he continues this trend through like the next 2 weeks into the bye, then like when you're coming into the playoff push and you're sitting there like in the playoffs, is Lamar really that confident if he still continues to struggle? Like, let's say he goes less than 20 points in 7 of 8 games. Like, that's a huge sample size. That scares me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a boom or bust QB too, where like he could easily boom and have a huge.
His receivers just aren't good.
Yeah. But they're better than they were last year, weren't they?
Yeah, but not enough
they're
to take
not bad, though. They're not bad.
I don't know. They're not bad.
Yeah, but they're not. They're not like.
Maybe Otto Dell making. I don't know.
Yeah. They're mid. We'll see. I think brighter future right now for Lamar than it is for Trevor Lawrence.
Indeed.
Hell yeah.
Right. Moving on to the running back position, starting with Derrick Henry. 3 points this past week. 11 carries for 24 yards. Did catch one pass, but lost 4 yards on that reception. I feel like Derrick Henry's been a bit up and down all season. What is the verdict here, calm or chaos?
I'm saying calm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's D-Hen. He's the snap percentage scares me, though. That's
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're just getting their asses beat. The Titans are in general. So like they're going down like this. Well, you can't just keep running it with Derrick Henry when you're down 20-6. You gotta move the ball down the field.
Yeah.
So I do think their schedule does lighten up. At Jacksonville, obviously not the greatest matchup, but he usually does play pretty well against the Jags, and they just got embarrassed, so not too threatening. But then he does get Carolina, who stinks, Colts stink, Miami is a little bit beatable against the run, Houston might be a little bit tough, but then Seattle and Houston again. So it's not the worst schedule. I think better days are ahead for Derrick Henry. I think you got to stay calm. Tony Pollard, 5.5 points, 15 carries for 55 yards. He now has 9.3 or fewer in 5 of his last 6. What are we doing with Tony Pollard here? Chaos?
Chaos. How are they blowing these teams out and he has no contribution?
He's down to RB20 on the season.
That you needed him to score a touchdown last week and
he scored 7 touchdowns and he didn't get one, bro. Like, come on. Bro, come on.
I don't.
Rico.
This is like 1,000% chaos.
It has to be. He was better when Zeke was there last year. He finished RB8 last year. He's RB20 right now.
Yep. 8 straight weeks with no touchdown.
Yeah. He hasn't scored since week 1. His passing game involvement is dwindling. Like, he gets involved in the passing game when they're like in a close game or down, but they're either destroying teams or usually getting blown out the opposite way.
Yep.
Cowboys haven't had many close games. And even in their last close game, which was the Eagles, he had 9.3. That was his best since that Chargers game.
He's in trouble.
I don't know, but if he doesn't run on the 31st ranked defense this week, it's...
But the Giants are like 29th.
I know.
And he had 5. Like, they're going to blow out the Panthers just like they blew out the Giants. And if they do that, they're not going to use him again.
Dude, I like he's benchable, man.
He's definitely leaning towards benchable territory. Like, the volume's still there, which, like, you always have to have faith in volume in fantasy, and he's still getting 12 to 15 touches a game, if not more. But like, they're just not using him in the red zone. They're looking elsewhere. It's crazy. Crazy.
He's cheeks.
Yeah. Tony Pollard, man. I got to say chaos. I think you have to probably start him in most scenarios, but like, if you have another decent bench running back piece, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. Question in the chat. Should I trade Kenneth Walker and Zay Flowers for Breece Hall and Smitty? It's an interesting trade.
I'm doing that.
I think I'm doing that too. I think I'm selling high on Ken right now. If in that scenario. Like, you're not selling super high, but like, I think that's a fair return. What do you think, Q?
Yeah, I think you're banking on the upside of Smitty second half of the season.
Yeah. I have Kenneth Walker and the Seahawks. When they're playing tougher teams the last couple weeks, we've seen him kind of disappear, and I'm scared that's going to continue. He does get the Rams this week, not that bad. But then San Fran, Dallas, San Fran, Philly, the next four. Not great matchup here for Ken. So, yeah, I would definitely pull the trigger on that trade, man. Jesse, what is up? Old City Sports Network, shout out.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. Start Lamar or Burrow?
How do you have Burrow? Do you have both?
Maybe someone dropped Burrow after he stunk.
Yeah, or maybe bought low or something.
I would start Burrow, though. Even though the defense for Baltimore is scary.
Man, that sucks. I hate Thursday games.
Yep.
And they're both playing on Thursday. I haven't done my rankings yet.
Lamar get right game.
Could be, but I think right now you have to go Burrow. 25 plus in four of his last five. He's still airing it out. I'd still go Burrow. I know Baltimore's defense is scary, but he did it against San Fran.
On that one. I might just spin the wheel, let the fantasy gods decide.
Yeah. I'd go with the hot hand there just to play safe. And should I start James Conner over Pollard? We're talking about who we could start over. I think I'd consider that.
Against the Texans.
James Conner got the volume in his first game back, 16 carries, 73 yards. Obviously, no passing involvement, unfortunately, but I wouldn't be mad at you if you did it. Pollard's definitely falling in my ranks. I'm doing my ranks tomorrow for our preview tomorrow, but Conner's definitely going to creep up a little bit. Pollard's going to creep down a little bit, so I think that's a fair toss-up, as crazy as that sounds. Pollard kind of freaking stinks, man. So I get the frustration. All right, moving on. Saquon Barkley, 7.1 points, 13 carries for 66 yards, and caught one of his three targets for negative 5 yards. Calm or chaos here for Saquon?
Beyond calm.
Yeah, I'm calm.
Second game below 13 points.
Yeah, this team, man. This team just stinks.
It could be the start of something bad, though.
Yeah.
But as of right now, we don't know that. So calm.
2 weeks ago, he rushed for 30. He had 36 carries, man. Come on.
Yeah. A little bit of weather in there. A little bit of weather.
Hey.
But, yeah, Tommy DeVito, man, that dude just is not an NFL quarterback. That's like me playing out there at quarterback, dude. He is just not it. But, yeah, they're going to have to continue to rely upon Saquon. He is dealing with an ankle injury, so something to monitor, but he should be all right. Keep rolling him out there. Aaron Jones, 9.4 points, 13 carries, 35 yards, and caught 4 of 6 targets for 19 yards. Calm or chaos on Jones?
I don't know.
It's been chaos, has it not?
I'm a little bit calm. I mean, it was definitely chaos, but he hasn't been that bad. The volume's ticking back up. He's slowly working back to full form. The schedule's not that scary. Chargers and Lions next 2 weeks, they both just let up 38 points each against each other.
Chargers will be his test. If he's not good against the Chargers, then he's chaos.
Yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh was obviously not a great matchup for him. The passing involvement's been good, too. Like, he has a safe floor because he has 5 targets in each of his last 4 games, which helps keep him, like, that's why he has at least 8 points in his last 4. 8's not pretty. You want at least 10 to 12 from your RB2, but
yeah,
I still think better days are ahead for Aaron Jones. Maybe I'm just still biased living in the past, but
might be.
I think you might be.
I might
I
be.
Didn't want to say it though.
You can go ahead. I mean, if it's chaos for you, it's chaos.
I just hate this offense. I hate it so much.
I know, it's so hard to watch right now. It's like
so bad.
It's just like punt after punt. And then like they'll have like huge plays randomly. Like Jordan Love will just drop a dime and you're like, how is this not being done every drive?
I don't.
Whatever. Aaron Jones, he's all right. You're probably starting him if you have him, but a little bit of caution there. Moving on to wide receiver, Jahan Dotson. This man was monstrous the last 2 weeks. Curtis Samuel comes back, takes a little bit of the snaps away, and 0 points, 0 catches on 2 targets. Calm or chaos here for Hondon?
Chaos.
This was a high-scoring game, man. There's no reason he should have only had 2 targets.
Yeah. I think with Curtis Samuel back in the lineup, even on 51% of the snaps, he's still got 6 targets. It seems like Sam Howell has a much better feel for hooking up with Curtis Samuel. Not in that way.
Pause, yeah.
But, yeah, Jahan Dotson scares me. I think he's just a boomer bust flex. It's definitely chaos if you're considering him a weekly starter.
Mm-hmm.
Deontay Johnson, first stinker of the season, 2.7 points, one catch on four targets for 17 yards. Calm or chaos here for Deontay?
Most likely
no big deal.
Yeah. Jair.
Got to stay calm. Obviously don't love the matchup this week against Cleveland.
That's scary.
Schedule really lightens up after that for him and the Steelers. So I think Deontay will have better days ahead. Might get a little bit of a stinker here, and then he could be a really good buy low. But for now, you got to still stay calm. Marquise Hollywood Brown, whatever you want to say. 3.8 points, one catch on four targets for 28 yards with Kyler back. Calm or chaos?
Kyler hates. I'm calm, though.
I'm so calm.
I'm kind of chaotic. Games.
I'm so calm.
I was hoping for a big, big game, and I got a little game.
Yeah, trust me. I was all in on the first week back. I think I'd kind of jumped the gun a little bit. Clearly was a big Trey McBride game written all over it, apparently. It's a competitive game for sure, but I do think better days are still ahead for Hollywood. This was his lowest targeted game all season, and I don't think they're going to continue to just not target him now after him being the clear number one option. It's not going to be the Rondale Moore show. Like, there's not much else at wide receiver that's really going to take away from what he has. Rondale Moore had eight targets in this game, his highest of the season. I just can't see that continuing. So
yeah,
I think better days are ahead for Hollywood. Staying calm. Staying calm there. Calvin Ridley, 4 points, two catches on three targets for 20 yards. The up and down roller coaster of Calvin Ridley, more downs than ups, continues. It's got to be chaos, right?
Chaos, absolutely.
Not startable.
Yeah, he's not startable.
Literally not startable.
Bye week fill in, boomer bust, and the boom is a maximum of 20 points. Like, and that's happened twice all year.
Chaos. He's like Gabe Davis with a better history. And by history, like a couple of years ago.
Gabe Davis with a sexier name and less upside, like less boom upside. Because Gabe Davis booms, he booms.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley booms, he gets six catches for 83 yards. And you're like, oh, okay, got 14. Yeah, Calvin Ridley, it's chaos. He's clearly the number two here. Clearly the, maybe even number three, because Evan Engram gets more consistent volume than he does. So, yeah, chaos there. Jacoby Myers, 4.1 points, two catches on both of his targets for 21 yards. He now has a dud in two of his last three games since Aiden O'Connell has taken over. Is this the end of the Jacoby Myers run?
Should be.
I think it is.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Wide receiver 18 on the season. So reliable for so many people that had him and kind of was a steal in the draft, but it's chaos. It's got to be chaos here.
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
Yeah, I mean, Jets, obviously not a great matchup, but I still don't love it. I just don't love it.
Finally, I got a sit of the week correct.
Yeah, great sit, Q. Yep. Davante Adams is still going to be the number one. They're going to try to force feed him with the new coach, Jacoby Myers. I think he'll still have some decent games coming up, but it's not what it used to be.
Raiders making the playoffs.
Dude, they are making a push.
Worst nightmare.
Dude, they stink so bad.
Maybe because Josh McDaniels is in the coach.
Yeah, 100%. If they kept him, he was done. They were donezo, but he got lucky a couple games early that just ruined my chances there. Yeah, that bet died pretty quick. But yeah, Raiders still stink. Jacoby Myers, chaos. And last but not least for wide receiver here, DeAndre Hopkins, 5.7 points, three catches on eight targets for 27 yards. Now, this is really kind of a roller coaster of a season. What are we making of this?
He's not – I can't trust him. He's chaotic, but at least we got one good week out of him, one vintage week.
He might have been on a lot of benches that week. Yeah, I was about to say. He was probably benched in a lot of leagues that week.
Yep.
Yeah, it's chaos here. I mean, the target share is still up. So, like, after that huge game, he does have 19 targets in the last 2 weeks. So, like, that's good to see. But him and Will Levis are clearly not on the same page. On those 19 targets, seven catches. Levis has been a little bit more inaccurate than we saw in that huge, exciting first game.
Of course.
I do think the schedule does lighten up a bit, like I talked about for Derrick Henry. But he's still just, like, a boomer bust flex right now. I think he's a little bit better than Ridley.
Come on, man.
All right, he's a lot better than Ridley.
Thank
you. I think he's a lot better than Ridley. But there's still that fear of the bust. Still a little bit boomer busty.
Yeah, but you worry more about the zero from Ridley than you do D-Hop.
Yeah, true. Ridley could easily disappear from an entire football game just doing cardio. All right. Moving on to tight end, Cade Otton, 3 points, 2 catches on 3 targets for 10 yards. This man was 23 points.
Why is Cade Otton on the damn list, man?
He had 23 last week.
I knew he was trust. Bound to come back to earth.
But yeah, definitely was bound to come back to earth. I was wearing my dynasty goggles. It's chaos for Cade Otton. He's just a bye week villain.
You don't wear, when you catch the ball and you don't wear gloves, you can't be trusted.
Hell no.
Definitely cannot. Taysom Hill, though, we were all in. Is he fraudulent? 4.3 points, 1 carry for 6 yards, 2 catches on 4 targets for 17 yards. Is the run over or will he bounce back?
He'll bounce back.
He was playing so well that Sleeper decided to add QB as an optional position for him.
Oh my God. Actually, I wish if there was no bye this week for the Saints, he'd probably stink again if Jameis was the quarterback because I think Derek Carr is dealing with a concussion. But
true.
If everything's back to normal, he'll still be relevant. Yeah. I wish Derek Carr just sat the rest of the season, though.
They were playing major catch-up in that game, and Taysom usually thrives when they are up, where they kind of just bring him in.
Yeah, just fuck around.
Run and, like, do weird things. Like, when they're down, they got to kind of throw the ball down the field, move it downfield, and you can't really do that with Taysom without, like, churning a hell of a lot of clock. So that makes sense. And their schedule's still pretty light, so I think better days are ahead for Taysom. I'm staying calm.
Yeah.
All right, before we do trust or bust, get a little bit more positive here, let's do today's sponsor, which is Fanatics. This NFL season, we are partnered with Fanatics, the leading brand for NFL merchandise. We are well past the halfway point of the NFL season, sadly, but it's not over yet, and it is now the holiday season, so it is time to go out there and get your friends, family members, whoever you know that is an NFL fan, or maybe even NBA, MLB, whatever you like. Fanatics has it all. Go to the link in our bio on all platforms. Take advantage of their sale going on right now. Use code NFLST for Sunday ticket, NFLST, to get 25% off your order. Go out there, get your friends something nice, get your family something nice, whatever you're looking for. Works as a great Christmas gift, getting someone some merchandise. So go to that link in our bio. Again, Instagram, Twitter. Here, if you're watching on YouTube, it is there. Click through that link and then get your friends or family something nice. Helps us out a ton. Greatly appreciate any support.
Yeah.
I just got my dad's Christmas present from
that. What is it?
It's a,
I hope he's not watching.
Not a jersey, but a sweatshirt jersey.
I think okay. Is it a Hurts one? Well, at least I've seen these ones with players.
AJ Brown.
Okay.
Ooh, tough. I like that. I fuck with it. Might have to look into it. But yeah, just use that link. It helps us out a ton. We are a partner with Fanatics, so helps us out. Trust or bust. Moving on to the quarterback position here. Had some pretty big games. Starting again, this guy's kind of been on trust or bust quite a few times now. Sam Howell, 32.18 points, 29-44, 312 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 fumble loss. He has tied for QB3 on the season.
Crazy.
Are we fully trusting as a QB1 at this point?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He throws so many times a game.
I just traded him away, and I was like, I'm not going to start him.
For
and
pennies on the dollar.
Now I probably shouldn't have. You might have been my QB1.
Thank you. You kept my season alive.
Sam Howell. Yeah, he's been really good. The busts have been kind of ugly. When he is down, he's down bad. But there's been very few of those, so.
That Giants game doesn't make any sense, but
he gets the Giants this week. I guess we'll find out if it does make sense.
Oh, come on, I guess, man. We
will. but now
he's tied for third.
Yeah,
QB3. The same amount of
him points. And Justin Herbert. Yeah,
that's wild.
They both say QB3, I believe.
No, Herbert says 4.
Oh, okay, I guess it says like they both have like roughly 219, but I guess decimals makes Sam Howell slightly higher. And Sam Howell has not had his bye, but he did have a 0.6 performance. So I guess that kind of counts
as like
bye.
A double bye.
Maybe that's what's pushing him over Herbert, that 0.6 points.
he got points on his bye.
Sam Howell, I think you have to trust. I think he's probably top 8-ish the rest of the way. got to keep rolling him out there.
Mm-hmm. Somehow.
Yeah. I mean, the matchups aren't scary. Like the Giants, the he Jets did have a dud, scary. But he should be fine. At Dallas, maybe a little bit frightening, but he should be fine. Miami, they're going to have to throw a ton. He's great when he's throwing from behind and just has to throw a ton. The Rams, you're not scared of. Yeah, the Jets in the playoffs and the Niners, maybe not the best, but he looks all right. Keep rolling him out there.
Yep.
Worst case scenario, you bench him because obviously he wasn't the guy you drafted first. So probably have another quarterback if you have him.
Oh, boy, we got a Gator question.
All right. Should I start Trey McBird or Evan Engram? He said McBird on purpose because he actually did think his name was McBird. Of course and he did. Then he was told that it's McBride. And he's still calling him McBird anyways.
He changed his nickname on Sleeper to McBird.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Trey has just more upside right now. So, oh, God. He's so excited that I said McBird.
Who's he?
Gator.
You. No, but he said McBird.
He as in me, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know. Whatever. Sam Howell, trusting, moving on to Brock Purdy, 31.84 points, 19 to 26, 296 yards, 3 touchdowns. Is he back after stumbling a bit heading into his bye? Can we trust?
I guess I'd say so. Fucking no.
Yeah, I mean, coming out of the bye, the team was healthier. Debo's back. I think that obviously gives him a little bit of a boost. I don't know the status of the offensive lineman. Whose name is
Trent Williams?
Yeah, Trent Williams. Someone else. Yeah, he was banged up for a while. If he's back as well, obviously that helps him out a ton. But yeah, this offense is still explosive as hell, and he's still going to get at least one passing touchdown a week, if not two. Especially if CMC catches one, always a great John. So yeah, Purdy, just fine. Continue to trust him as a low end QB1. Geno Smith, though, is he actually back? 30 points, 31 to 47, 369 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Is he just matchup dependent? Or are we fully trusting here?
No, 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 no. I'm not trusting Geno ever again, man. I wanted to. I rode for him all season.
He had his best game.
Good game. It doesn't mean that I'm back. I'm still out on Geno.
Yeah, he has a tough stretch of games coming up too. So. I don't know.
Very tough.
Yeah, San Fran twice in 3 weeks.
He sucks against the Rams, too.
Yeah.
Historically.
Yeah. Not trusting Geno at all.
Maybe not.
Not trusting, matchup dependent at best. Yeah.
He's honestly definitely waiver bait.
Yeah, he's a lot. You're definitely able to put him on waivers. I mean, he's owned in 66% of leagues. I wouldn't be shocked if that continues to drop.
Yeah,
someone that might be getting picked up in a lot of leagues is Josh Dobbs, 27.12 points, 23 to 34, 268 yards and a touchdown. Also 8 carries for 44 yards and another touchdown. 26 plus points in 3 straight games, and now could be getting Justin Jefferson back on the Vikings. Can we trust Josh fucking Dobbs?
I'm so in. I think so. Josh Dobbs.
I think you have to be all in at this point. If you're not all in, you're just kind of just don't like football.
Like, he's just naturally good. He's just good.
Yeah, I bet football. The Browns are good trading him now.
He's been on like 6 different teams, just like bouncing around as a backup, and now he gets a chance to start, and he's just kind of him.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously on the Cardinals, it's tough. Like the Cardinals were just like not a great roster. He still had a few good shiny moments there where like he put up big games. Beating the Cowboys was awesome. But yeah, I also think he's second now in QB rushing. More than Jalen Hurts. Like, he is up there in QB rushing yards. So, pretty safe floor with Josh Dobbs as well. So, yeah, I think you have to be all in on Josh Dobbs. Continue to roll him out there. He's trustworthy as a low-end QB1 as well. He's QB7 on the season.
Jesus Christ.
And 4-point passing.
Dying for him back right now. Said they're starting DTR, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I can't believe
it. Which is so disrespectful.
So disrespectful. PJ's getting your team wins. Why the hell are you going to bench him? Like, I get it, benching him for D-Watt. You paid that guy $230 million. But benching him for DTR is just insane. You benched DTR for PJ, right? And then PJ got you wins. Why would you go back? You're just trying to see what you have in this bum? I don't know.
Insane. So wasting away that defense.
Ruining. They're 6-3. They're in the playoff hunt. Use the guy that got you wins. Makes no sense. Stupid. Anyways, Temple bias aside, moving on to running backs. Brian Robinson, 29.7 points, 51% of the snaps. 8 carries for 38 yards, had 6 catches on 6 targets for 119 yards and a tutty. Can we trust B-Rob?
No, I'm still not trusting him. I sat him this week. I would have won if I started him. I'm an idiot. But this still isn't swaying me. He's the volume is just not there, and he's not getting 6 receptions every week.
We lucky. I just think he's a low-end RB2. Like, I'm not trusting as, like, he's RB6 on the season, which is absurd.
This season just sucks, man. I swear it just sucks. Everybody sucks.
Yeah. I mean, he has 3 13-point games and then 2 28-point games, which obviously drag him way up. Outliers, I think, at best. Like, half of the games, he's definitely startable, and then the other half, he's nowhere near startable, and it's pretty hard to predict. It's not like when they play bad teams, it's like, oh, he should be good. Like, he played the Bears and stunk too. So,
if anything, over the past 3 weeks, I'm trusting Gibby more than him.
Gibson's been pretty consistent.
Yeah. And put up just as much as Robinson this week.
Right, 29. Not just as much.
He put up 29.
No, that's what B-Rob put up.
Look at Gibby.
He put up 16.5. I don't know what you're looking at.
No, he did not. He put up 29.8.
Who?
Antonio Gibson.
He had 4 carries for 13 yards, 5 catches on 6 targets for 42 yards and a touchdown.
I'm looking at 16.5.
Are you looking at B-Rob stats?
I'm looking at Antonio Gibson.
What do the numbers say?
Hold on. There might be a reason why that I just saw something different. Okay, it's because I'm looking at the CBS league and those old men have the numbers all fucked up. He must have hit some bonus in that league.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, Gibson obviously also been pretty solid. 9, 12, 16. So if he's still out there on waivers floating around, definitely worth just throwing on your bench at least. But yeah, Brian Robinson, you could trust him as a low-end RB2 with boom potential, but don't be pissed off if he gets you 8 points because he's done that in half the games.
Told you so.
Who are our top 5 tight ends? Pretty straightforward for fantasy. Kelsey, number 1. Hockenson might be number 1. My fucking boy. Mark Andrews. I guess it's not really straightforward anymore, 4 and 5. I mean, Kittle's probably still there. The boom's
Kittle's
there.
Got to be there. He's back after the bye week.
Laporta. Laporta's got to be 5. Laporta might be still tight end 2 on the season or tight end 3. Yeah, it's got to be those guys. They've been the most consistent. Safest, Laporta's tight end 4 on the season, by the way.
I like Kincaid, too.
Kincaid is up there. He might be pushing top 5.
He's pushing it.
He's got 15 in his last 4. We'll talk about him in a few minutes here.
I'm not putting him over Kittle yet, though.
Yeah, not yet. Kittle's booms are just insane.
Juicy.
That's why you draft Kittle, because he can win you a week by himself. Even if he stinks sometimes. All right, moving on. Continuing with the running backs here, Devin Singletary, 23.1 points, 81% of the snaps. This man is running the Texans' backfield, 30 carries for 150 yards, 1 touchdown, and then only 1 catch on 2 targets for 11 yards. Are we trusting Singy?
I sure am. 30
carries, man.
Even if Damian Pierce comes back, I believe this is now Singletary's backfield.
No shot.
30, bro, 30 carries is unreal. I'm kind of in.
No, I'm in on Singy being relevant for sure.
It's his backfield. Pierce stinks.
Pierce does stink, but they're not going to go away from their younger running back. Like,
why not? They brought him in for a reason.
Yeah, I know they brought him in for a reason, but they had him for 7 weeks and were giving him no more than 54% of the snaps, and now he has 75 and 80 without him. They're not going to just continue giving him 75 and 80. They'll drop him down to like 50, 60 at best.
I don't know. Maybe they just found something. They realized what they had. Devin Singletary, this is his backfield. I'm sorry.
All in on Singy is the craziest statement. Crazy.
I forgot
not
that he was
all in, but I'm kind of in.
I'm in. I'm in on like a pickup and maybe start over.
I'm starting this week over James Cook.
That's fair. James Cook's been pretty I would do that. Pretty down. Although he was kind of munching at the end
of
that game.
He was gone if he didn't fumble that ball, man.
This is a backfield. Pierce is an afterthought.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I do think Singy is like the leader, probably the better start moving forward. But I want to see how it looks, obviously, when Pierce is back and what the game plan ends up looking like, because they definitely have some winnable games coming up, and the Texans are just kind of fun to watch. So I'm in on Sinky for now. Javonte Williams, 21 points, 50. Oh, question in the chat. I missed it.
Question.
Flex. Should I start Kenneth Walker, Tyson Chandler, Ty Chandler, whatever his name is? I always want to say Tyson Chandler when I see T Chandler.
It might be Tyson.
Najee Harris. Pick one of those, and for wide receiver, Addison or Godwin.
Addison's definitely the receiver over Godwin. That's.
I think I'm still going Ken there and running back too. I know he's been a little bit bugs, but I think last week was a nice sign of a bounce back. We're actually going to talk about him in a second anyways.
All right.
You think the Rams aren't as scary?
No.
Seventh run defense, though.
Yeah. I mean, also don't love Najee versus the Browns.
That sucks, too. So, yeah, I don't.
Yeah. I think I'd just go with the guy who has the better track record this season.
Yeah.
And Ken. But, yeah, Jordan Addison, I think, is wide receiver as well.
Ty Chandler is not actually short for Tyson. It's Ty Kevious. I know it had to be something crazy.
Hell, yeah.
I do like Ty Chandler, but I don't. I kind of just want to see it first before I'm like, yo, Ty Chandler's in.
Yep.
So, yeah.
No one said
I'd rather go Ken. Ken and Addison. Godwin's been disappointing, to say the least. Back to Javonte Williams, 21 points, 52% of the snaps, 21 carries for 79 yards, caught all four of his targets for 31 yards, and a touchdown. Snap percentage has ticked up over 50% the last 3 weeks, and his scores in those weeks, 12.6, 18.8, and 21. Is Javonte here?
I'm
has he arrived?
Buying in. I'm finally buying. This is what Matt is trying to. This he we have him, and this he was trying to convince me. I think too. I'm buying in now.
I am as well.
I'm in, baby. He looks better when he's running. The Broncos just look fun now. Like as miserable as they were to watch earlier in the season, their games have been fun. They're beating good teams and playing good defense. There was a stat if you were watching the broadcast that like they have the best defense since giving up 70 to the Dolphins.
Of course, it's the script.
Kind of a wake-up call there. And we knew they had a good defense before that game anyways. So Broncos country, let's ride. I'm riding with Javonte Williams. Almost just said I was riding him.
Call his brother.
But yeah, Javonte, definitely trusting right now. Kenneth Walker, just talked about for a brief second, 21.7 points, 48% of the snaps, 19 carries for 63 yards, caught one of two targets for 64 yards and a touchdown. One of Ken's, I guess, trademarked at this point, long runs slash receptions for a touchdown. Are we trusting?
No.
I want to. He's so good.
I'm trying to sell him right now if I could. Like if I have him, I'm trying to sell him. His next five
games. Schedule's scary, man. I know.
Are so bad for him, dude.
I think he can still be okay versus the Rams. I do.
The Niners and the Eagles, bro.
Because the Seahawks and Rams is going to be a competitive game where like the Seahawks still could get up in this game. I do think the Rams have a chance to win. Don't get me wrong. But it should be a competitive game where they shouldn't be getting blown out like they were versus the Ravens where he got his worst game of the season. Outside of that, he's never had less than 8. And 8 was when he was coming back from injury. So I'm still trusting, but the schedule is daunting. If you can make it through the second Niners game and into the playoffs, I think he should be all right.
Look at the playoffs. He's playing the Eagles, man.
I know. The Eagles defense has been beatable, though.
Not running the ball.
Who did we just play? I feel like we just got ran on.
But Brian Robinson ran on.
Cowboys.
Sure. Yeah, Brian Robinson ran on us pretty well. Pollard's a fraud, though. So Pollard just stinks in general. But yeah. Definitely, I agree with T-Gods. It is definitely a sell option. If you're looking to make a trade, you could sell high on Kenneth Walker here after 21 points. But people may look at his snap share ticking down a bit and be a little bit nervous. But I still think I'm leaning towards trust in general moving forward. But I'm very, very biased on Kenneth Walker. So
we know.
Don't take that with a grain of salt. All right, moving on. Steelers, running backs. Najee Harris, 18.6 points, 51% of the snaps, 16 carries for 82 yards, touchdown, caught 3 or 4 targets for 14 yards. He has 10 plus points in 5 of his last 6. Jaylen Warren, 19 points, 51% of the snaps, 15 carries for 101 yards, one touchdown, caught 2 of 4 targets for 9 yards, and also has 10 plus points in 5 of his last 6. Can we trust both of these guys moving forward?
I believe so.
I think you can, man.
I do too. Steelers play good defense and run the ball. That's what they want to do every game because clearly they don't want Kenny Pickett having to throw it a ton. When they do lose, it can get ugly. That's the scary part. But I don't think it's going to be perfect moving forward, but I do think both of these guys are safely low-end RB2s moving forward where you could feel confident starting them.
Mm-hmm.
Split backfield pretty much even down the middle. So
team is so weird.
Very weird. Oh, 6-3. But they might be the number one seed in the AFC after this week. There's a decent chance that that happens.
Because that means the Eagles won.
Eagles win, Bengals win, and then someone else wins. Steelers Browns. Obviously have to win.
Browns that have to lose, right?
Yeah,
Steelers. Oh, is that they're playing?
The yeah, game? Steelers have to beat the Browns. And there was like one other game, and the Steelers are the number one seed in the AFC. That's disgusting.
What's the record of the Texans?
They're catching up, too. The AFC's hot right now. It's hot.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
keep that over there. Keep that
on the watch. Before we move on to wide receiver, question in the chat again. Need a quarterback. Lamar Jackson or Trevor Lawrence? Who do we trust more? You got to go Lamar.
Calcomer Chaos.
Lamar, 1,000%. Yeah.
They were both on our Calcomer Chaos because we are definitely nervous about both. But Trevor Lawrence, we are way more out on than Lamar Jackson. His peak is nowhere near what Lamar has done this season. Trevor Lawrence is like at best just a consistent like low end, like mid QB2 at that point. Like he'll get you like 15th best on the week in like a good scenario, but give me Lamar moving forward for
Might
sure.
Might be crazy. I would consider Sam Howell over both of these guys this week specifically.
Lawrence, yes. Lamar, definitely interesting. I do think this game on Thursday could be a fun one though. Could
but
be a lot.
Show me a longer stretch of down games that. I haven't seen that
Thursday game that we've had
of Sam Howell.
We have it. We have it. But you're right, Q. You're right. Sam Howell definitely safer than Lamar.
You just have to be like, fuck it, because who's actually starting Sam Howell over Lamar Jackson?
You gotta be balls deep.
Realistic that he will outscore Lamar.
Yeah. Like, take the names away and just look at the numbers. If you looked at just the numbers, you'd be like, I'm starting Sam Howell. Like, not even question him. It's just the names and the matchups, and you know Lamar's still Lamar. Somewhere in there, he could drop a 35-point bomb on the Bengals. So,
oh yeah,
definitely something.
Sam Howell does weekly, except against the Giants.
Yeah, and he gets the Giants. So, but yeah, we'll definitely talk about where Sam Howell lands tomorrow for sure in our rankings. But for now, wide receiver, Brandon Cooks, 32.3 points, 53% of snaps, which was his season low. Still had 9 catches on 10 targets for 173 yards and a touchdown. Quietly has 3 touchdowns in his last 4 games and 14 plus in 3 of his last 4. Is Brandon Cooks trustworthy?
No.
Not trustworthy, but...
I could have scored 3 touchdowns on Sunday.
Scoop-worthy.
Scoop-worthy, yeah. He was scoop-worthy week 1, too. Or before week 1.
Well, after week 4 or 5, he definitely wasn't scoop-worthy. He was waiver bait.
Poop-worthy.
Yeah. But now I think he's kind of back into the groove of this offense. Maybe he's picked up the playbook a little bit more. I think he's definitely worth adding to your bench. Down later in the season, the Cowboys are going to be in games where they're going to be competitive and have to throw a ton. So I think there could be games potentially where you're maybe like, all right, Brandon Cooks has been pretty solid. Let's throw him in flex. But for now, he's still just a bye week fill-in wide receiver. He's worth adding on your bench and holding, but I'm not trusting.
Would you start him over Calvin Ridley?
Probably, honestly. Calvin Ridley kind of stinks. Calvin Ridley stinks.
Stack's hot. I guess ride that.
Yeah. Don't take that out of context.
I was wondering if I should say pause.
All right. Noah Brown, fake CeeDee Lamb, 24.2 points, 75% of the snaps, 7 of 8 for 172 yards. Obviously, no Nico Collins in this game, but did put up numbers with Nico in the game before. So, are we trusting Noah Brown?
I think it's important to add that no Nico Collins.
Yes, 100%.
I don't know if I'm trusting him.
I would put him in a slightly lower column than Brandon Cooks in terms of add for sure, but not trusting.
But for all we know, CJ Stroud's like the best, next best thing. So, could be. Yeah. No, Brown could somehow be.
There's just so many mouths to feed on this Texans team now, where like there's obviously going to be games where guys are left out, and I feel like Noah Brown's a favorite to be left out here. Like,
yeah,
it's going to be Nico, it's going to be Tank, Dalton Schultz. I think Noah Brown is still number four, but I mean he's proving that he can do a lot of stuff when he gets the ball. So,
yep.
Tyler Boyd, 19.7 points, 8 catches on 12 targets, 117 yards. He now has 13.6 plus points in 3 of his last 4. T and Jamar a little bit banged up here and there. Jamar's been able to play through it and be fine. T out this week. Are we trusting Boyd moving forward with or without T?
Yeah. Without. I think so. This is what you draft Boyd for one of them to get hurt and Boyd comes in. And
literally, that's his role in fantasy. One of them are out, put him in.
Boyd might be better than T in general.
Oh, hot, spicy take.
Just for fantasy purposes. When T was healthy, Boyd was still like decent. Like he was down. Don't get me wrong. He wasn't like a great start, but like he was still having a decent target share. And then since T has come back from this injury, T has 4, 11, and 19. Boyd has 16, 13, 8, and then he just had 19 without him.
Yep.
Like and Boyd is still a part of this offense.
Much more. He dropped a wide open touchdown.
Yeah.
That's besides the point.
I'm trusting without T for sure. Obviously, I think he's just like a lower end flex when T's around because I still think he's the third option, but
hell yeah.
Something to keep an eye on. And if he's out there on waivers, which he is in 25% of leagues, please go pick him up.
Wild.
Don't drop him the waivers like I did. Tank Dell, 18 points.
You're saving my season.
Dude, I know. I'm just giving you all my fucking scraps and they're all better than what I have. Tank Dell, 18.9 points, 6 catches on 14 targets. 56 yards and a tutty, 25 targets. I don't know why I said plus. Exactly 25 targets in the last 2 games and 3 touchdowns in the last 2 games. Are we trusting Tank?
I mean,
yes.
You kind of have to, right?
100%.
I sure am.
CJ Stroud's not going to throw for 350 or 400 yards or whatever every game. Or but is he? Tank Dell's volume is sky high right now. Obviously, Nico changes that up a bit, but Tank's involved. I'm trusting Tank. Definitely a flex option. Tight ends, Trey McBride, not going to say it again like Ader did, 21.1 points, 8 catches, 9 targets for 131 yards. Are we trusting?
Mm-hmm.
I am.
He's the new Ertz for Kyler.
At least one more week. Ertz may be back the following week, so something to keep an eye on. I don't know how quickly Ertz is going to be rushing to get back to a team that's 2-8, and he's 32
years old. They should drop
him,
and we should sign him. For the Super Bowl run.
I'm with.
Because Goddard's hurt, so it makes sense.
So with. Wave Ertz, please. but yeah, Trey McBride, you got to trust for now. And even when Ertz comes back, you still got to trust until you see him fall off. But he's going to be a major target here for Kyler now that he's back too. Dalton Kincaid, I think we know the answer for this one. 16.1 points, 5 catches, 6 targets, 51 yards. Touchdown, 15 plus points in 4 straight without Knox. Trusting?
Yeah.
Not even
who would have thought that they'd have a relevant tight end
top 6 probably rest of the way. Yeah, Dawson Knox could be back this week, something to keep an eye on, but I don't think it matters anymore. I think Kincaid's proven enough that he's clearly the number one tight end target, so roll him out there. Actual questionable one here, Tyler Conklin, 14.7 catches on 7 targets for 70 yards after 6 catches on 6 targets for 66 yards last week. Are we trusting?
No.
No.
He was just getting garbage time. Game.
Yeah.
He played defense on Garrett Wilson on that Hail Mary.
Yeah, he did. The one time I was like kind of trusting Tyler Conklin, he had no catches on 2 targets against the Giants, which pissed me off. And now he is putting up points the last 2 games, but bye week fill in tight end. He's tight end 21 on the season. You're not picking him up and being like, I found my tight end. It's not Tyler Conklin. I'm sorry.
No.
All right. That is it for Trust or Bust. Before we do some quick trivia, if Q has any, we're going to do some trade targets. So this is not going to be normal buy low, sell high. At this point, we kind of know what people's value are. So this is someone I think at least some leagues trade deadline is this week, if not next week, if not the latest week 13. So maybe we'll do this again next week. We'll figure that out. But for now, this is someone you want to target for the playoffs, someone that could be a difference maker for your fantasy team for the playoffs. Basically looking at their playoff schedule. Is this guy someone that's going to succeed in those games? Whatever. Obviously, some people have some tougher schedules than others. So you get the point. A guy you want on your playoff fantasy roster. Do you guys start us off?
I would like Devontae Smith. He's currently the wide receiver 25, and like he's not the 25th best wide receiver. Like he's going to finish somewhere around 15, because that's just what it is. That's how it works. And like the upcoming schedule, like we have the Chiefs, we have the Bills, we have the 49ers, we have the Cowboys, we have Seattle. We're going to have to put up points in all of those games. And AJ is going dummy, but Smitty's going to get his. He's not going to finish wide receiver 25. He's finishing around 15, and he's a good man. I want him to be a part of my team.
I like it. I like it a lot. Thanks. And I think Smitty is a great player to have for your playoff roster. Q, going to the dark side here.
A player I think you should have for the playoffs. I don't know if you'll be able to pry him off the owner. But Jake Ferguson took a little bit to come along, but the last 3 weeks, 14, 22, 12, and then the playoff schedule, Buffalo, Miami, and Detroit, who are all matchups.
Those are all going to be shootouts.
Juicy for tight end, juicy for high scoring games. And as long as Dak and this whole offense keeps it the way it is right now, he's definitely someone who could finish as a league winning tight end for you.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I think Jake Ferguson is a great target. Might be a little bit expensive right now, but
yeah,
might be worth the price looking at that schedule. My player is biased as well, going back to the Eagles, unfortunately, but I think it makes a lot of sense. DeAndre Swift, he's kind of slowed down just a little bit over the last couple of weeks. I think he just had his worst game since week one heading into the bye. So DeAndre Swift, maybe you can move the owner a little bit more than you could have maybe, let's say, after week six when he had like 17, 16, 17, back to back to back. I think this is a great time to target him if you can get him in a trade. Bit of a scary schedule coming up as well if the owner's looking ahead and maybe they have Swift and aren't necessarily looking to make the playoffs, or maybe they're like in the hunt. Mm-hmm. At KC versus Buffalo versus San Fran and at Dallas. Now, Swift should be fine in these games, but I don't think if they're like juicy matchups where you're like, yeah, Swift's salivating here. In the playoffs, he's set up for fantasy greatness. Seahawks, Giants, Cardinals, all bottom six against running backs for fantasy. Swift should get a ton of volume early and often in those games and probably into the third quarter. Might even end up getting benched because I think the Eagles are probably going to win a lot of those games by a decent amount of points. But if they do stay close, they're still going to be a great matchup for Swift in general. If you make a deal work, definitely grab Swift for the fantasy offs.
I like some Swift.
Gotta love Swift. RB10 on the season. Who would have thought?
Couldn't do this a year ago.
I wish. good question. Talked about him a little bit earlier. Time to give up on Pollard. Can't sell him at this point. People won't give anything. Yeah, I think you're kind of stuck with him. You're stuck with the volume. If you have another bench piece, we were talking about like maybe even considering starting James Conner over him. Like he's falling into low end RB2 territory. The volume's still there. He's there. He's a low end RB2 right now. He is nowhere near the RB1 he started off the season as. So it's definitely frustrating owning Pollard. But at this point, I think you got to hold on because you're not going to get anything back for him. So,
yep.
Just hold, hope that the volume works itself out. And if you have another option, don't be afraid to bench him until you see it start kind of coming together.
Yep.
All right, Q, do we have a trivia question?
We do indeed.
All right, let's run it so we can get out of here at 7.
Okay.
7. You don't have to rush.
Trivia question. No worries. All right, just listen closely. Okay. It's not too difficult of a question, but I always have to give the backstory as well. Running backs Travis Henry and Willis McGahee both played for the Broncos and Bills, who played on Monday. Both Henry and McGahee had seasons with over 600 rushing yards for three different franchises. Who's the only active running back who has gone over 600 yards for more than two teams? Your hint is the Bills and Broncos are two of those teams. So only active running back who's gone for over 600 yards for more than two teams. Your hint is he also played or plays for the Bills and Broncos. So those are two of the – how many teams has he played for?
So he played for those teams, but he didn't necessarily do it for those teams, correct? Like he didn't necessarily get 600 yards for those teams?
No, he did.
Okay.
He played for one, two, three, four, five teams. Done it for all of them.
It has to be active. Active it has player. To be Bull. I don't really remember him on
Sorry,
the Broncos
the current,
that much.
The team he's currently on, he does not have 600 yards, but all the other teams.
It has to be Bull, right?
I'm trying to think of Broncos running backs. I feel like an idiot.
I don't think other Bull played for the Bills. So it just has to be Bull.
Do you want me to give you the teams he's played for, or
I mean, if that would give it away. I mean, if you want, I think it might give it away. Because I mean, I have a guess. I have a guess. I don't really care though. If you want to give the teams, it would just maybe change my guess or solidify it.
I kind of want you to lock it in so I can give the guesses and T Gods can go from there.
All right, fine. I will lock my guess in. You could give T Gods the teams.
All right, the teams he's played and plays for. I won't tell you the team he plays for, but the five teams are the Raiders, the Vikings, the Broncos, the Saints, the Bills.
Yeah, it has to be.
Bro, I'm an idiot.
Has to be. Has to be. Oh, you're not giving me the team he currently plays for?
No, those are the teams. I won't tell you which one he plays
for. Oh, okay, okay. For. You said I'm not going to give you the team he plays for. I was like, bro, he has to be on one of those teams.
If I gave you his age, you'd probably give it away even more.
Okay, I have a guess. I have a guess.
All right. Well, the team he currently plays for is the Buffalo Bills. The running back is Latavius Murray.
Yes, that was an L. That was an L. Or is this way? Yeah, Latavius.
Is that what you said,
I needed
Sean?
The hint.
Yeah.
It says he only has 147 going into week 10. I'm sure he's at 200.
Once you listed the teams, I knew it was Latavius Murray. But once you also said like 600 on multiple teams, the first name that came to my head was Latavius Murray because he's just bounced around and been solid wherever he's gone.
When did he play for the Broncos?
Last year.
I think it was last year, yeah. I didn't know he got 600 yards, though. That's where I was like, no way he got 600 yards for the Broncos.
I don't know. Didn't they have Mel, too?
Yeah, they had a bunch of running backs, but maybe he did. I don't know. He's just kind of him.
How do you find
that? Oh my god, he had 760 yards for the Broncos last year. Latavius Murray was like a solid running back last year in fantasy. RB32.
Damn.
This dude just hangs around, man.
I did have a Philip Rivers related question, but I don't need to. I don't know if you'll get it.
I would have been juiced up.
It's just Philip Rivers is in the question.
Oh. Don't talk to me about Phil, man. I miss Phil so much. I draft him every year. So worth.
You know, there's a game where you can for 500 yards. That's the question. Chargers play the Packers this week. When they met in 2015, Philip Rivers passed for 503 and two touchdowns with no interceptions, but still lost the game.
That's Philip Rivers too.
And it was who's the only other quarterback in league history to pass for 500 yards, no interceptions for a team that lost. Oh my god. Maybe you can get this.
Is it recent?
It is recent.
Was it Brady in the Super Bowl?
I was going to guess that. That's the only game I could think of.
I didn't even look at the answer. And then I just looked at it. I said, oh, my God. Threw for 505.
Had to be Brady in the Super Bowl because Nick Foles outmanned his ass. Although I did think he threw for less yards.
The most yards in any game in like history.
Yeah, that was the best Super Bowl. Go Birds.
That game was so lit. Oh, my God. The best night of my life.
Let's win this year, please. All right. That's it for the week 10 recap. We'll be back week 11 preview tomorrow. Might just be Q&T gods here, but we shall see. Again, if you're interested in using Fanatics, please go to the link in our bio. Take advantage of their current sale going on right now. And as always, make sure to follow Super Fantasy Bros, all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We are everywhere. And also just make sure you check out the Old City Sports Network. We are part of that podcast network. Ton of great podcasts within the network and a bunch of great sponsors over there as well that all help support us. So take advantage of those discounts and we will see you guys tomorrow to break down week 11. Peace.